worries. Thank you for having me.
Well, you are a Bathurst 1000 winner. You know all about winning. You've won the great race in 2011 as a rookie. And in fact, Nick, you're the first rookie in 30 years to win it alongside Garth Tander. That would have been special.
Yeah, it's winning that event. Won a few more races since then. But yeah, it was a pretty cool day to obviously stand on the podium there, or stand on the top step there. And very fortunate to share it with Garth, who's been good friends with him for a long time. So yeah, it was a very special day, but bits happened since then.
Sure has.
Since 2011. So I don't really have time to look back and look at that result. It's more about eyes forward and, you know, try and win some races this year.
And Nick, once you've become a Bathurst 1000 winner, you'll always remain that way. And you did say you've achieved a fair bit over the journey, and that you have, along in your Brad Jones Racing teammate, Todd Hazelwood. You're the third best performing team. You claimed, what, 3 top 10 finishes, and Todd claimed 1.
Yeah, it was a solid little weekend at Sandown. I think I was 4th overall in the points, so that was good. But yeah, it was just more about trying to get a bit of development stuff done. At that track in particular, we've been a little bit weak there in the past, but it was good to roll out 3 top 10s and Todd had a strong final race as well. So hopefully that puts us in a good position heading into Tasmania. But you know, obviously a lot different track characteristics and circuit. Has been a friendly place for us in the past. Slatey always had good speed there with BJR, and we had some good race pace too over the years.
Yeah, Simmons Plains, when you talk to drivers, do say it's a quite unique circuit, isn't it? Your best result at Simmons, most recent race there, you finished 7th back in 2019. We had all the situation last year, of course, with COVID, so that was a fond memory.
Yeah, it was. I think I came from P19 or something on the grid. hopefully, since then, we've improved our qualifying car a bit. It used to be a bit of a trend for us at BJR, we'd qualify poorly and race forward. So hopefully, yeah, we can make our life easier and qualify inside the top 10 and go from there. So that'll be the goal, is to get a good qualifying car. And generally, if the car is good in qualifying, you can hold position or move forward in the race. So it'd be nice to go better than P7, but we'll see. It'll be a tough weekend. You know, I think it will be in for some exciting weather, no doubt, with the way the world seems to be at the moment. And if it's anything to go by, from Sandown, we had some fast cars in the wet too, so I'm looking forward to seeing how we go. It's a very unique circuit to master and get the car set up right, because we have a pretty high speed back straight, and then we also have a very, very slow walking pace, basically a hairpin at the other end of the circuit. So it's always a big challenge for the team to get the car set up, and then for us to get the maximum out of the car in qualifying and the races at the hairpin is really, really tricky. So it's normally a corner that you see a few people get caught up with and run wide or lock a brake. So hopefully for us at BJR, we get the car dialed in, and we can attack the 3 important corners on the circuit and have a good day.
So I always say about the hairpin at Simmons Plains. You'd be happy at the moment, though. Currently sitting 8th place in the Supercars Championship after the 2 rounds.
Yeah, look, considering to be 8th with a virtually a DNF in race 1 at Bathurst is good. You know, It's always been nice to have a bit better start to the year, but I think we just got to deal with what we got given at Bathurst. But for us as a team, we're eyes forward, and the championship's not really a thing of anything to mention at the moment. It's more about getting the cars back on the podium, getting them fast again, and back into that little bit of form we had during last year through Sydney Motorsport Park, Townsville, and places like that. So hopefully we can do a good job in the driver's seat, and the engineering group can come up with some pretty cool ideas to make the cars go faster, and myself and Todd can get some good results.
Yeah, talking about Todd Hazelwood, of course, you and Todd are teammates there, and is it? It's in your 50th year. You're in your 50th year, Brad Jones Racing at the moment, coming off the back of that career best campaign, which saw you grab 2 wins at Sydney's Motorsports Park there.
Yeah, 5 years with the team, it's gone quick.
It does, doesn't it? Time does roll, Nick.
I'll be at 10 years by the time my contract's done, by the looks of it. hopefully we can go a little bit better than last year. I think last year we had a bit of a purple patch in the middle of the year where we were winning races. Todd was on the podium as well. We had front row lockouts at Townsville and stuff like that. So, it's going to be tough to replicate, but, I think, we've got the right people in place to do it. And then, for me, come the end of season results, I think, if we didn't, we had a shocking Bathurst, and even if we just scored average there, we would have been that better in the championship again. So hope my aim still come the end of the year is to be in the top 5, and I think it's achievable with the way the field is at the moment. It's pretty sporadic who's kind of making up the positions from 2nd to 10th. SVG's got 1st barely covered, but the rest of us, it's a pretty big battle there to get to the podium and be inside the top 10.
We'll look forward to seeing you tackle Simmons Plains over that weekend, the Beau Repairs Tasmania Super Sprint. Grab your tickets now, the whole family at tickettech.com.au. And Nick Perkett, wish you all the very best, not only at Simmons Plains, but also for the remainder of this year. And thanks for taking time and having a bit of a chat to us on 7B Breakfast. Go well.
No worries, thanks for having me.